The suspension of the 144-hour water rationing schedule for 2 weeks has faucets running dry in more than 30 suburbs covering the major parts of the city and some industrial areas. Residents are queuing up as late as 11 p.m. to get what they can. Over the weekend, the City Council announced the interruption of water supplies to areas fed by the Magwegwe and Criterion reservoirs. Observers say the result could be a health disaster given the COVID-19 sanitary requirements, which include regular hand washing. The council said reservoirs need time to recover following the theft of 2 kilometers of electricity supply cables, 3 emergency leak repairs, and power supply challenges for boreholes. City spokesperson Nessie Sampofu says officials had to change tack.
To this end, the city's reservoirs have greatly been depleted, which has required that the city departs from the current 144 program and is able to supply water only when the reservoirs permit. We are also trying to ensure by continuously shutting the water to ensure that our reservoir levels can pick up.
Mpofu paints a bleak picture, saying areas in higher elevations are being particularly hit hard.
So for the high-lying areas, we are not able to get water to flow upwards. The high-lying areas are therefore assisted by bowsers that go and provide water to the residents. These bowsers, unfortunately, are also inadequate as we only have 6. What we also do for the high-lying areas, some of them have boreholes. So the City of Flower has been fixing boreholes that have broken down, and we are rehabilitating them. And in some instances, we are actually drilling new boreholes with assistance of partners. But we also know that because of the severity of the water challenge, the boreholes are always being used, and in some instances, the breakdowns are more frequent, which means the boreholes are needing to be fixed.
Mpofu says the city is trying all it can. Water kiosks are being stretched too. Matesu Dube says the situation is unbearable in his suburb of Njube, and that more dams are needed because the current ones date back more than 40 years ago when the city was much smaller.
I can't blame the city council because it's like being in a bus that is not moving. What I mean, the economy is down, so the city council can't be seen to be functioning well during these economic challenges. Because the money that we use to pay the city council cannot fund projects. Everyone knows that.
The council says its water dams, also hit by droughts, are at 25% capacity. The national government has so far refused the city's request to declare a water shortage area in its bid to mobilize resources to fund projects. Meanwhile, the Environmental Management Agency has taken the council to court for failing to upgrade water treatment plants and sewer systems, resulting in raw sewage flowing into the sources of water. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo.